and a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Greetings to my vast radio audience. My message today is especially for the young people. Young folks, now listen to me good, for this message can be the making of you. Many young people go through high school and even college, and still with no purpose in life, they shift from this job to that, baited by the money paid them. Thus their life becomes one to making money for themselves. Such people are not usually listed with the harlots and the skid row gang, but they are just as prodigal in their living, for they are not serving God's glory nor His purpose in their lives, and they are not a blessing to their fellow men. Young folks, you are on the auction block, each one of you. The world bids for you and offers its pleasures and pomp. The devil bids for you and offers his infernal thrills of sin and lust. But ere the sale is made, lo, there advances toward you a man. His bearings are kingly. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His intrusion into the sale, his standing between you and your bidders, infuriates them. But his heavenly majesty renders them helpless to resist him. Now he lays his hand on your shoulder, so tender and loving is his touch. No wonder, for it is the nail-pierced hand of the Savior of Calvary's cross, your Savior. And yet, as he tightens his hand, you realize there's power there. Yes, saving power, keeping power for all of his own. For he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And then he looks into your eyes, and in those eyes you read his tender love for you, his kind solicitation for your every need, his sincere seeking your welfare. He's your real friend. He opens his mouth, oh so different from that wild auction gang, and speaking right to you personally, from his heart to your heart, he says, I need you. I know you, for I made you. I'm your creator. I love you. I gave my blood, my very life for you. See my hands and my feet. I need you. It is true that you need me, but it's also true that I need you. Young folks, that wild whirl of this world's auction block now turns into a solemn meeting of you and your God, and you face the greatest decision ever a mortal man could make. Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ declares, I need you. He's willing to have you for his own. How condescending of him. He really wants you to be his. Truly his amazing grace, and he needs you. Can you say no to him? Would you withhold yourself from your Maker, your Redeemer? Would you coldly turn him down or treat him with such indifference that he passes you by and seeks someone else? While the auction sale continues and your soul and life are sold to the highest bidder, and then when you stand one day at the end of your wasted life, you'll beat your breast and say, oh, what a fool I have been. And you will date it all back to that meeting with your Savior when he told you, I need you, and you refused him. And with such awful memories and utter despair, you will step off into eternity with a Christless grave open to receive your body and the leaping flames of that furnace called hell reaching out for your soul. Then you will see what a real friend and Savior the Lord Jesus wanted to be to you. But then all will be lost beyond recovery, lost forever. My Bible text is, the Lord hath need of him. This is God's own word, the very words of the Lord himself. He said, the Lord hath need of him. There's no argument about it then, for he said it. Some may think that God needs nothing, but their high-sounding talk does not fit into the language of Holy Scripture. Our Lord Jesus sent two of his disciples to bear the message to the men of the village, the Lord hath need of him. And that word of the Lord of all silenced and subdued every opposition. For the Lord to say, I need you, is not an insult to his majesty, but it is a revelation of his ability to use such as we are, and a display of his grace in being willing to do so. When I say the Lord needs you, please do not confuse this with the glamour of religious organizations as they bid for your talents and money. Theirs is only another of the devil's imitations of God's reality. To become a servant of some religion will only make a fool of you while they feed you their flattery. But to serve the Lord Jesus Christ will crown your suffering here with his, well done, thou good and faithful servant. His reward is real. It is eternal. But some may say, that may be true of some genius, but not for such as I am. The Lord hath need of him. Whom? Just a wild colt, a seemingly worthless beast. Yet the Lord of glory needed him. Yes, he really needed him. He could not do what he was to do without a colt, that one or another. The scriptures had prophesied that as Israel's king, he would come into Jerusalem riding on a colt. See then how he really needed that colt. And if he so need a colt, just an animal, is it unreasonable that he should need you, one made in God's image? and endowed with the very eternity of God's existence, the Lord actually needed that colt. A legion of angels would not do. It took a colt, and just so the Lord needs you. For God has ordained that the gospel must be preached to all, and he will not preach it from heaven, nor will he allow angels to preach it, but only men who have experienced its saving power. So he needs men to preach his gospel, and women and young folks to be his witnesses, to tell what the Lord has done for them, and to go as missionaries to the ends of the world. He needs each one of them, and he needs you. Now let none say, surely not me, I'm no good, I cannot do anything. The Lord needed a colt, and he said he needed that colt. That animal was about 2 years old, and was only a liability. It had never done a day's work, was of no use to anyone, it had never even been ridden. Neighbor, you and I are just like that worthless, profitless, wild colt. That colt was going to bear Zion's king in the royal procession into Jerusalem, but that colt, though so highly honored by the Lord, was in itself a worthless liability. And so are you, neighbor, and so am I. Down in the slums of the big cities, out on the highways, in the clubs and roadhouses, and locked behind prison bars, are ruined men and women, some young and some old, their lives blighted by sin, their bodies eaten up by sin's hungry pangs, their minds corrupted by every evil imagination, and their names already trampled in the gutter of disgrace. But the Lord Jesus reaches his pierced hand through the prison bars to put it on the head of the most worthless criminal, and he says, sinner, I need you. What? A slave to sin like that fellow? Yes. What would Jesus do with him? The Lord needs him to show his saving and transforming power. For this he needs just such a hopeless derelict no one else will do. Neighbor, behind the bars, or chained by the power of liquor, or shackled by vile lust, the Lord needs you, even you. No one else will have you, but Jesus will take you for his own. Will you? Can you say to him, Jesus, leave me alone. I don't want to be a Christian. Go and get someone else. And listening to me is someone lying on a bed of affliction in old age. As you listen, shame and remorse fill you over your wasted life. You feel outside of all this. But even to some of you, our gracious Lord would say, I need you too. What for? He wants to save you even when your working days are done, to show the world that his salvation is all of grace and not of works. Worthless old sinner, Jesus calling you. Hear his word. I need you. The Lord needs a dying thief nailed to a cross and unable to work to show his amazing grace, and he needs you, lying on that bed of affliction from which you will be carried to your grave, to reveal his grace to the hopeless and helpless. And from another bed I hear someone say, preacher, I have cancer. Could it be that your Lord Jesus would need such as I am? Well do I remember leading such a man to Christ, and what a testimony to the Lord he was. All who visited him, seen his pain and loathsome condition, yet shining above it all was a heavenly light and peace and joy that made all leave, saying, I never saw anything like that before. But some folks are so queer, so odd, so different. Your very oddity shows that God made you to just fill a certain place. There you will fit, and there the Lord needs you, and there he can use you. Jonah was an odd man, but how wonderfully God did use him. And who could be more odd than was John the Baptist, living in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey? Yet the Lord made him the greatest of all prophets. Now return to the world of young people. Up stands your leader, your spokesman, he said. But we young folks are so headstrong, so defiant, so rebellious, the Lord couldn't use us. Remember our Lord said of a young and wild colt, not an old horse, the Lord hath need of him. The Lord sat on him, and he was subdued. You need someone to sit on you, to conquer you. And then, when you young folks find your master, then your youthful energy will be harnessed and be a blessing and not a curse. A wild colt tearing across the prairie has great potentialities, but only when he is conquered and mastered. A racing waterfall has in its great power, but it is useful only as it is harnessed. True, you are self-willed and headstrong. You are defiant of authority. But Simon Peter was a self-willed young man, if ever there was one. That young Saul of Tarsus was as headstrong as any of you young folks, and so was I. But when I met my conqueror in Jesus Christ, my Lord, I surrendered to him. My heart is now bowed in submission to him, my Lord, my Master, my King. And each day I say, what saith my Lord unto his servant? The Lord Jesus will take you, young folks, just as you are, but he cannot use you as you are. He must first change you. You will remain the same personality, but oh, what a change he'll make in you. He'll give you a new heart with a new love and purpose. He'll give you a new power to live a new life. That mean, nasty temper will have to go, and love displace it. That selfish greed must give place to self-sacrificing service for others. That love for money must be changed to a love for perishing souls. Young folks, are you now willing for the Lord Jesus to have you as his own, to save you and to change you, and then to use you for his glory? tell him your decision, as all alone in a quiet place, he would call you aside, and placing his pierced hand on your shoulder, looking into your eyes, he would call you by name and say, I need you. Will you be mine? Young man, young woman, fall at his feet at his side. Lord Jesus Christ, I too need thee, and I will be thine. Take me, save me, change me, and use me for thy glory. Amen. And he will. He who so honored the wild colt that was presented to him will honor you far beyond your highest imagination. Young folks, don't turn down your best friend, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as he now says to you, I need you. Don't turn him down, for if you do, the auction sale will go on, and your soul and life will be sold for naught to the highest bidder, the devil. Permit me to bear a little personal testimony. I must tell the truth. One night, the Lord Jesus met me alone in my room. He laid his hand on me, and he said, David, I need you. If it were not that I knew that he knew David even better than I did, I would have said, Lord, but I'm so sinful. I'm so stubborn and self-willed. And, Lord, I'm so bashful. I couldn't talk if anyone were near. And I'm so dumb. And I haven't a pleasing disposition and certainly not an attractive personality. Yes, if ever the Lord took a big liability, he got one in me. But he persisted, David, I need you. And I surrendered him. I took him, for oh, how I needed him. And he took me. Out of that bashful boy, he made an evangelist, believe it or not. And to that country lad, he entrusted a worldwide commission to carry his gospel by voice and in print to the ends of the earth. And one day in heaven I will see thousands, no, tens of thousands, who will arise and thank God for what he made this David, the worthless liability to them. I was as common and as worthless as dirt, but now the angels envy me. Today my Lord Jesus is now seeking some more Davids. Young man, he speaks to you too, saying, I need you. Don't turn him down, but tell him, Lord Jesus, I will be thine, my heart, my life, my all. It must be your decision. Make it today, right now. Then write and tell me about it, and I will pray for you and help you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, now make thy voice heard in some young heart, calling them to surrender to thee as Lord and Savior. Amen. Listen for your Grace and Truth program at the same time each week. This is Evangelist David Brinkman. These radio messages may be obtained for study and for prayerful distribution. They are free. The fellowship and help of the Lord's people are needed to enlarge this vast gospel ministry to a lost world. Write us today, Grace and Truth, Box 44, Augusta, Georgia, in the United States. That's Box 44, Augusta, Georgia. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all till Jesus comes. Amen.
Jesus is born.